Item 12. Item 12 is the enforcement report, and I do recommend a slight modification here in that if you look at page 2 of the enforcement report, there's a heading there, Agricultural Regulatory Program, and we put it in the enforcement report because it does address ongoing enforcement as well as enrollment issues and whatnot with the ag program. However, we have two other ag discussion items in the executive officer's report, and it seems like it would make sense to talk about ag all at one time. So I recommend holding off on that portion of the enforcement report for now. We'll bring it up with the other two ag-related items in the executive officer's report, and that would leave us with just discussing the usual enforcement report notifications here, and we'll answer any questions that you have. Harvey Packard, our enforcement coordinator, is here.
Any questions from the board?
Yeah, what are the orders 13267, like Fano Farms, Blanco Farms, Jefferson's, Nielsen's?
Harvey Packard, enforcement coordinator. The 13267 refers to a section of the water code that authorizes the board to require potential or actual discharges to submit technical information. So the four that you mentioned are four ag operations in the Salinas Valley that we sent letters to requiring that they submit certain information regarding their farming operations, specifically about nitrate in area wells and nutrient applications and things like that.
Thank you.
Did we end up sending a similar letter for that Pescadero operation?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay.
Okay, any other board questions or comments on this, on the enforcement report? All right, thank you, Mr. Briggs, for that.
Thanks, Harvey.
Staff, thank you, Harvey.